listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
How are you guys today? I am your host, David Cohen. In the studio today, we got Colin.
Hey, what up?
And once again, Dr. Michelle.
Hey, hi.
Dr. Michelle, honestly, I find it a pleasure every single time you come on the show with us. I find you to be one of the most helpful, influential people that is on the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
I love having you as a guest. I actually was walking into the studio this morning, and Dr. Michelle was in the studio next to me, and I go, "Hey, Doc." She's like, "Hey, Dave." I'm like, "What are you doing right now?" She's like, "Oh, about to go home, maybe grab a cup of coffee, go to lunch." I'm like, "How do you feel like staying for another hour?" She's like, "Sounds good."
My pleasure.
So she threw her headphones on, and here she is with us. Colin.
I love being here.
Once again, we got Colin in the studio.
How's everything today?
Everything's going well, dude. Thank you very much for asking. How's life?
Very good, very good.
Very nice.
By the way, you have to promote my show if you're going to thank me for being here. My show here is On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. And that's a relationship specialist, licensed psychologist, every Friday morning at 11 a.m. right here on latalkradio.com. Thank you.
The most listened to talk station in the world.
That's for sure.
Internet talk station.
That's right.
There you go. All right, guys. Today on the show, we are going to be talking about jealousy because it is a common factor. I was thinking a couple nights ago, I was pondering, you know, there's only so much teens can, you know, like relate to and talk about. And
yeah.
Jealousy is actually something we have never touched on before.
That's a good topic.
It's a scary topic.
No, the thing about it, though, is it really is. You know, it is an intimidating topic.
It's a scary feeling.
Yeah.
I don't like to be jealous.
It's not necessarily. I think it's more intimidating than scary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, scary would be like what was that? The Orphans?
Watching that. Yes. Saw 5.
Yeah.
Saw 6.
That shit's scary.
Saw 7.
Jealousy's just like, it's
like, it's intimidating.
It's,
I agree,
very
with Dr.
intimidating,
Michelle,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be talking about today kind of like our own personal experiences, and a couple people sent me emails on jealousy as well. So
cool.
It just kind of all ties in.
What is that phone number they can call us on?
You guys, listeners, may call us on the air live at 1-323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815.
And it's if they have any questions about relationships or
anything. You can also email me at my email address, which is dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com.
Hmm. All right. Great.
All right, let's get into the show, guys. So, Colin.
Yes.
You are 17, almost 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're kind of in like that teen stage where you're developing into who you will become as an adult, you know?
Yep. I know. Trust me, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Explain some situations that you've been, either you've been jealous or somebody's been jealous of you, and like you're aware of it.
I don't know. I don't really consider myself at all a jealous person, because I'm really happy with my life right now, so I don't really envy that many people, but when, like if I'm dating someone, like, I've had these experiences, and when you're dating someone that's really jealous, it's not fun at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, I don't want to be with you if you're just gonna, like,
right.
like be afraid that I'm gonna do things with other people. Like,
right? No. I know what you mean, and I do know you very well. You are not a jealous person at all, but I think everybody has, like, brief moments of jealousy, mm-hmm. and also, another reason why I bring this topic up, and it ties into everything, which is so perfect, is because jealousy is one of those things that, as a human being, you know, like, as, and Dr. Michelle, please correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, as a human being, it's like a natural,
yeah, it's a natural,
it's a
feeling.
Natural feeling, but
oh,
at the
sure.
same, but at the same time,
it's something you have to
jealousy,
control.
No, exactly. I was going to say, like, jealousy is something that you need to keep under control. Jealousy is something that, like, it with it being kind of like a natural human emotion,
right.
you need to know how to deal with it
because it can take over. It can take over your entire, like, personality.
It's and just... it honestly can change your perspective on certain situations. And if you don't know how to handle your jealousy, it could kind of
it could mess
relationships up. It could
also mess with your, like, self-confidence, yourself, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the basis for having self-esteem a lot of times is because we're not okay completely with who we are.
Completely.
Elmer Fudd. You know what I'm saying? You have to be, and not everybody is. I don't know anybody who's really okay completely with who they are.
I don't think there's anybody that's perfectly content with the person that they are.
Exactly. You were talking about a lady who, you know, you said you've had your issues before. What have some ladies done to you, Colin, that,
just,
you know, really bothered you? They act, what kind of jealous things did they do that really bothered
you? It's
just
like, it's like they would call me all the time and be like, hey, what are you doing right now? I'd be like, oh, I'm hanging out with my friends. Oh, why aren't you hanging out with me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because
we hung out
like an hour ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
It's
suspicious.
Yeah, suspicious. It's not like it's too much. It's like a lack of trust, kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, also, like, jealousy in, like, the sense of yes, like that. And also, there's many different types of jealousy, like,
yeah.
if you think about
yeah.
it. Like, I, you know, and a lot of jealousy is based off of, like, another
envy.
Person's...
I think envy and jealousy kind of go hand in hand, because, like...
I have to ponder this. Envy and jealousy.
Because, like, say I'm not content with my life even a little bit.
Okay.
Just, this is metaphorical.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Metaphorical.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And if I envy you, like, I want your life, like, I'm stalking you, kind of, like...
Oh, there you go. And
exactly.
With having
so
that envy
jealous.
Produces jealousy.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm, yeah,
no,
exactly.
I get that. I get
I really
that.
Get that, too. And we all have characteristics that we don't like about ourselves, or things that, you know, we admire in other people, like, God, he seems so self-confident. I wish I was like that. I'm just so
yeah.
jealous. And I'm not talking about jealousy of, like, guys and girls who are dating or anything
right, right,
either.
Right.
I'm just talking about just, like, being at school and seeing somebody who... is, like, you think might be a better looking guy, and a lot of the girls are, you know, attracted to or acting all weird around because
but jealousy
and you guys are
have,
like, ew, what a he's
but
not
also,
that good looking, he's not that cool.
But yeah. I don't think jealousy has to be that extreme. It can be like, dude, that shirt is awesome, I'm jealous that you
no
oh
I'm,
yeah well
I,
that's no that's
I,
cool that's
yeah
fine.
I think the jealousy that we're referring to on today's show is more of like a deep
yeah.
kind of like a deep jealousy, you know, of like like a jealousy that could actually, like, affect something, like,
right.
within you to change your perspective
right,
on things.
Right, exactly.
You
got an email, right, about that? I mean,
actually,
that's what kind of triggered it.
That's,
yeah,
thank you.
I
actually,
like,
Doc Michelle, yeah, I was looking down and you're looking at my notes. Hey, stop looking at my notes.
I'm sorry.
You're not allowed
I promise
to.
I won't.
It says, Dear Dave, I, for the most part, am a very self-conscious person. I am happy in school, I am happy with my friends, but I do have some jealousy issues. Can you please help me? Why am I reading this so slow?
You're taking your time. That's nice. Okay.
Can you please help me with my jealousy? Thanks, Sarah.
Okay.
That's a pretty broad email.
That, no, I was going to say. That,
yeah, we don't know like what she gets jealous of. Or she's
Sarah,
just self-conscious.
Yeah, she said for the most part she's a self-conscious person.
Mm-hmm.
But she's happy with school. She's happy with her friends.
Yeah.
But she has jealousy.
Yeah.
Sarah, if you want to call in and kind of specify more of what you're talking about, thank you for your email. Thank you very much. But maybe call in. The number's 323-203-0815.
Wow. Now you're reading the email slow and the number's fast.
323-203-0815. Call in, Sarah, if you're listening. And
call in, Sarah?
And specify what jealousy, because you could be talking about, you know, boyfriend jealousy, you know, personal like self-conscious jealousy, because you did mention the self-conscious thing. Talk to us, please.
Yeah, because, you know, I just wanted to respond to her that when jealousy happens, people often compare themselves to their rival, right?
Yeah.
And they feel threatened. They imagine the worst case scenario, like their partner, spouse, or whoever it is.
Right.
Might leave them for somebody else. So it's really bad to experience. But the thing is there's a lot of people who I see in my psychological practice who are chronically jealous or suspicious.
Yeah.
Ladies and men who are just single or they're dating people. And they often misinterpret what's going on. In other words, they take an innocent event, and they're always thinking about it in the worst way possible.
Right.
So, you know, it's just crazy sometimes. It can just eat you up.
Yeah.
Like, if a boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't immediately return a phone call, they get, like you said, Colin, they get really jealous. They jump to a negative conclusion.
I think we've all gone down that
path. And it can drive people crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and not only do highly jealous people drive themselves crazy, but they often drive their partners crazy.
Right.
Like, I mean, nobody wants to be with somebody who's constantly, unless they're, way codependent, unless they're constantly, well, where were you? What did you do? What did you say to her? How did you, you know?
Right.
No, nobody wants to be around somebody like that.
Right.
I think it's just a trust thing. Like, you need to trust, if you're going to be in a relationship with someone, that you need to trust them that they're not going to, like...
Yeah.
Unless they have a past history, then it's kind of like, kind of understood that that might happen. But like, if nothing has happened in the past, like, trust your partner, trust them that they will like.
Right. I know what you mean. Also, another way of overcoming jealousy involves trying to think about events that make you suspicious differently.
Yeah.
Like, for example, don't jump to like the worst conclusion, because chances are. That's just your mind.
Think of the best. Like,
not necessarily think of the best. Think logical. Like,
look at the past.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. And see what kind of things they did in the past. That I think it's also really important to look at yourself. Why are you always going there? What is it about you that feels so down
like,
on yourself?
What is it within you that has that
fear?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you date someone if you don't trust them that, like... Why would you even...
Exactly.
Right.
What is it about you that you need to keep, you know, being with people who you don't trust? Or is it just you don't trust everybody? I mean, I don't know what that's about. But that's a really good suggestion, Dave.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any other ones?
Not emails on jealousy, but I was actually going to go on to answering a few emails.
Oh.
We also have a couple other things to talk about today. I want to talk about... I actually want to talk about music at some point today.
Because
I don't know. Music, I feel, is literally probably one of the most big influences on my life, and I know on Colin's life. And Dr. Michelle, we were actually talking about music not too long ago.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, just like, kind of, it wasn't really in the schedule for the day, but kind of just like, you know, it's fun to wing things and just like talk about something
we're
all passionate about.
No.
First, let me answer some emails for you guys. Let's see. From Cassie. All right.
That's a cool name, Cassie.
That is cool.
I know. That is.
Dave, I've been knowing this boy for almost as long as I can remember. He and my friend, who was like a brother, have been friends for even longer. Hmm. We've never been friends. I guess I would say, most of all of our relationships have been through my brother. He has hooked up with two of my friends, and recently he and I hooked up.
Uh-oh.
He's always been kind of flirty and nice to me. But we don't really talk a lot. And now he's just asked me to have sex with him. Uh-huh. I want to, but I'm afraid I want more than just sex from him. I'm wondering, could he possibly want more from me too, or is he just like all the rest and wants sex? Please help me, in caps, the mystery is driving me crazy. Thanks, Cassie. Well,
Can I jump in there? Wait.
Okay, coming from a male point of view, okay, what I've learned is when it comes to sex and when it comes to like, and Colin, you can jump on this anytime. When it comes to sex, sex is one of those things that like, if there's more on the table than just sex, it's not going to be like, oh, hey, want to have sex? You know, sex is one of those things that like, okay, Cassie, if you feel like you want more than sex from this guy,
then you shouldn't start with sex.
You shouldn't start with sex.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't. Yeah. That shouldn't be the first step. If you want just sex, then you can do that. But if you want, if you want like a relationship, like don't start.
No, honestly. Like, yeah. If there were to be something more than just sex, sex would not be the first thing to come up in the conversation.
Yeah, you would ask.
Right. And Dr. Michelle, you obviously you're a doctor, like you're good with this stuff, but like. Yeah. You know, there would have been some like prior emotions, prior right. like hey, like can I take you out or like this or that or
yeah. She said also, didn't she say something about that they don't hardly talk?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, you know,
I think that might be just like a one-time thing or like
yeah. And you know, if you do end up going through with having sex, don't get too attached, Cassie. You know, I don't know you as a person. I've never met you,
yeah.
You know, but like, don't.
This could all go back to jealousy.
Right. Oh, there you go. Yeah. But like, don't. Honestly, really, don't get attached with this guy. It really doesn't sound like. It really doesn't sound like he wants anything more than sex. You know, you're probably a wonderful, beautiful person. But, you know, just don't get too.
Don't elevate it to that point. Yeah.
Dump him. How's that? For psychological advice.
Well, don't necessarily dump him. Like, it all depends on what Cassie wants.
Depends what the situation is.
Well, she sounds like she wants an emotional thing with this, and I think it's just not going to happen.
And
so I think she should just move on.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like... I mean, she's...
You should find someone that you can... You can be emotional and physical with.
Sexual,
like,
yeah.
And, you know, Cassie, I think if you really, really want to find out, you can always do something like ask him out...
Yeah.
Go to the movies, go to eat, whatever.
And also, don't feel pressured.
Right.
That's the one thing that girls exactly. have a problem with is they feel pressured. You know,
right.
And that's really not
especially
a good thing.
Especially if she wants him to like her.
There you go.
You know, that's really bad because, you know, you gotta make quality time with this guy and tell him you'd like to spend time with him.
And be assertive. You know?
You know,
be like, I'm not gonna have sex with you, unless like, you know, you show me some respect and like take me out to dinner, then we'll see what happens. Like,
exactly.
You know?
Look at his words and his actions in terms of what his interests may be, and if he doesn't want to spend the time getting to know you, then he's probably, you know, just interested in sex.
Right.
And if you get emotionally attached and he's not emotionally attached and you guys are just having sex, then it's just kinda like he's using you and that's just like a bad road to go down.
Right.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, or she could just ask him out straight, but that's kind of awkward too sometimes, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Is that awkward for you guys?
I mean, no. Well, it might be for
on
a girl.
No,
I mean, like, yeah. what do you want out of this relationship? Could you guys, would feel comfortable, you know, if you really liked a girl?
If I like, you know, if I, it was in Cassie's position, for example, I would, it usually isn't the other way around, but like if it was, I would have no problem, you know, and Cassie... You know, you should have no problem.
Yeah.
Just going up to him, being like, listen, like, you know, I'm not just gonna like put out, you know, without any like expectations of, you know, anything else. Like, I'm not that kind of girl. Just to, like, I'm not a slut, basically. You know,
that'd be great.
Like, I'm not just like some booty
that.
Call. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
But,
good for. Yeah. That's a good,
no,
good
honestly, that's
good for you.
That's a good idea. I mean, unless you're going for the whole booty call thing, but like. Doesn't sound like that in the email.
Nah. Sounds like she wants really more of a relationship thing going on. So.
Most definitely. I got an email from Chris. Goes, Dave, I'm a 17-year-old teen. I have had a crush for a long time now with one girl who I see a lot every day. I told her about my feelings, but she gave me the, I've always liked you as a friend.
friend zone.
Answer. And I told her friendship wasn't going to be possible anymore because it would only bring me pain.
Ooh.
I thought the feeling was going to fade away, but it hasn't. The thing is that I keep seeing her every day, and we try to avoid each other.
Ooh.
This has stressed me out
like
a lot.
Really awkward.
Yeah, it is really.
Yeah.
Stressed me out a lot, and I really don't know what to do to make the feelings go away. This really isn't healthy for me, and it's frustrating.
Aww.
That I don't want her in my life, but I still really like her. What should I do? Chris, first things first, I'm pretty sure that you're a very mature person, and thank you very much for emailing me, but you and I, you know, I've learned this from personal experience as well, and this is the best. You know, this isn't like off of like a website or anything. This is just like from personal experience,
from us, yeah.
Which honestly has worked phenomenally. Get over the idea that another human being has the power to control your thoughts and emotions this much.
Get over it.
No. Seriously? No. No, honestly, though, you say here, I've only liked you, as she says, I've only liked you as a friend. And you told her the friendship wasn't going to be possible anymore because it would only bring me pain. That right there, that's your mistake.
I agree.
I think if you're friends with someone, it's, I don't know, maybe not, but like, I think it might be easier to like get over them and just have like a good friendship relationship.
Well, most definitely, you know, being friends is always healthy, you know. Being awkward, honestly, is going to do nothing but make things more awkward.
More awkward and more
yeah.
awkward. And then you're just going to, like, try to, like,
I'd,
I don't
know. Put that little piece of you aside, you know. Realize that you completely control the way that you feel regardless of outside influences, meaning this girl.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, there's no need to go black or white here. You know, it's either we have to be together or we can't be friends.
Yeah.
You know? Come to a medium, you know, be a mature person and be like, you know what? Yeah, we can be friends. Definitely. You know what? It is my pleasure. If you like her so much, it should be your pleasure to be her friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're like afraid of like being her friend because you're going to like her more, like that's just like immature.
Yeah, that's not necessarily immaturity, but, it's more of just like learning how to train yourself. Like,
why?
Yeah, you like her, but don't dwell on it. Like, you're young. You're 17. Like, there's so many other fish in the sea.
Exactly.
Like,
and I have 3 points. I was just thinking.
Please, go on.
Oh, thank you. Number one, you never know how relationships are going to go. A lot of relationships that I have seen started out as really best friends, really good friends, and mm-hmm. they've developed into more really close or you know Cash, who's been on the show before, your friend Cash.
I love Cash.
And Sarah.
Who's Cash?
Anyway, I was talking to him and his girlfriend the other day, and he said that they were friends for a really long time. But then it got more, you know, and that's the way, because, you know, they were teasing each other, and this is what I hear, too. It's like, we are really good friends, you know.
No, most definitely.
And we were friends for such a long time, and we know so much about each other, but then we just kind of really fell for each other. So what I'm saying to Chris, the guy who emailed you, is that, you know, you never know that there could be a possibility that this could turn into a relationship.
Yeah.
And if you put out the creepy factor of the black and white, well, I just can't be. That's creepy. Girls just go, ew, what a jerk.
That's kind of an, yeah.
And if you come off like, sure, we can be friends, of course. And he's got other women, you know, that he's kind of focusing on and just doing other things and not living to be with her. This will be much more attractive to her.
But
I'm telling you, she will go, whoa, this guy, you know what? If he doesn't come off like this desperate, creepy, weird guy, she's going to start to go, wow, maybe he does have some substance.
Right.
Yeah, but if you think of it that way, then it might be harder for you to, like, get over. Like, if you think of it like, I can still be in this relationship.
Right.
That, it might be harder for, I forgot his name.
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah.
It might be harder.
Hey, way to go, Colin. No.
It might be harder for Chris to get over her if, like, oh, there's still, like, a possibility of us between it. If you just, like, forget about it altogether, it might be way easier to, like...
It might
be easier to, like, be friends with her.
Right, right. No, most definitely. But, honestly, just come... come into it with a mature perspective, you know. All right, Chris. Just let you guys know, in case you don't already, you're listening to LA Talk Radio. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Colin in the studio. We got Doc Michelle.
Hey.
We're talking about jealousy. We're answering emails. Talking about just stuff that's on our mind, you know?
Call in anytime. Like, that would be wonderful.
Call in. Yeah, the number. Please feel free to call in. Number's 323-203-0815. Once again, it's 323-203-0815. One of the points I wanted to touch on today, guys, like I mentioned earlier, I want to talk about music.
Okay.
Something everyone
it's,
can relate
it's
to.
Something that, like, we didn't really plan on the show. We kind of had a format to talk about jealousy and then answer a couple emails, and then we were going to talk about other ways to relieve stress.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What was that? Yeah. To, like, slow down your thinking.
Well, speaking about which, you know, like,
music,
you know,
ties
they
in
say
that
music is, like, one of the best ways. You know, I get all these people who have anxiety disorders in my practice.
Right.
And one of the best ways to really manage stress and anxiety and crazy thoughts and confusion and, well, you know, just feeling overwhelmed is music. That's, like, one of the number one ways to really manage all, because you're focusing on one thing. You're getting into one moment, the here and now.
Right.
And it's truly a wonderful way to help people.
Most definitely. Music truly is, you know, and music varies, like, in priority level for every person. Personally, music to me is, like, my passion. I love music, and I know Colin shares this passion with me. It literally is my way of ecstasy. You know, it's my way of
It's my way of, like, kind of, like, releasing myself from, like... Like, I literally don't, like, not listen to music all the time. Like, when I'm doing schoolwork or when I'm driving in my car, all the time I'm listening to different things. It's just, like... It's just my way of, like, relieving stress, kind of.
Most definitely. Also, guys, I just want to give a shout-out real quick to Jay Fields, Black Polar Bear Records. Listen to it. It's good stuff. He has his own record company, Black Polar Bear Records. He's working with a manager. He's getting it going. And it's real good stuff. Actually, next week, he's giving me his album. And we're going to play a little sample of that just to, you know, what we like doing on the show as well is we like kind of spreading, you know, spreading new types of music, you know, introducing new artists and listen to it. Jay Fields, Black Polar Bear Records. You'll hear more about
it
in the future.
That's the artist name, or the Black Polar Bear Records is the record company?
Is the record company. Jay Fields is the artist.
Okay.
Are you going to be playing some of Jay's music
on the
show?
Do you know what kind of music it is?
Yeah, it's kind of... it's hip-hop, R&B. It's good. You know, it's kind of like rap, but good rap. You know, good.
Any of that, like, gross...
Not like straight, like... Super thug and rap. It's like really nice, good rap that you're just like, oh, this is real cool. I like this. I'm gonna bob my head.
Oh,
you
that's
know.
Great.
No, it's real good stuff.
Good.
And he was talking to me, and I was like, you know, yeah, dude. I'll let me put your music on the show. Like, you know,
sounds
we can
great.
Can start doing that and see where it goes. But I want to go on with some more music talk. my friends and I at our school, we're starting this penguin club.
Oh.
It's called the Penguin Club. And what it is it's raves for charity.
More like concerts, I don't know.
Yeah, it's concerts, but like not like super like big raves.
They're like techno concerts, kind of.
And
it's really fun.
We're gathering people together, and we're taking... the proceeds from the money and giving it to charity. We have
that's wonderful.
People playing on the show, friends of friends and stuff like that. And I think myself and Colin are possibly going to be playing.
When is this happening?
Sometime soon. We actually don't have a specific date at the moment.
Cool.
But you know we're.
We will keep you updated.
We'll keep you guys updated. Come, honestly, it's going to be a real good time. It's going to be fun stuff.
Yeah, that sounds great.
If you live in the Calabasas, area, kind of.
You live anywhere. Come down.
This is an international show. So.
Yeah, this is indeed an international show.
Yeah. So if you're living in Tokyo right now, you can give us a call live 323-203-0815. And you know, that'll be great though, because maybe you can play some of the music. I'd love to hear some of the music, you know, the breaks.
We would love
definitely.
And then really publicize the event, because this is really helping out people. And what is the charity?
Right now we're thinking there's a charity called Invisible Children. It's for
starving children.
Starving children, kinda orphan children in LA. We want to kinda do local charities.
Yes. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. But we're not sure yet. We're trying to still
That
find
sounds
some.
Like a great charity organization.
Yeah, it's
really
for a good
does,
cause.
So. Cool. Good, guys.
I want to get back to a few more emails, just because when people email me, you know, I want to make sure that I answer their questions and get what they need. It's from Josh. He goes, Dave, I'm a 15-year-old male. I've been wanting to go out with a girl for a long time, but she keeps playing hard to get. How do I get her to go out with me? Well,
I think it's just about the game. Oh.
No!
Oh, no!
Okay.
The game.
For anybody...
I see.
For anybody that understands the game...
Anybody that plays the game, I just lost it.
You mean just lost the game. The game... It's something to where if you...
No, we can't explain the game.
We just can't even get it. Back to Josh. how do I get her to go out with me? Well, your situation does sound frustrating. Not uncommon amongst teens, obviously. You're 15 years old. Like, you know, you have mixed emotions. And, you know, at 15 years old, you're a bit, like, immature when it comes to dealing with, you know, the opposite sex. You're trying to find out who you are as a person, let alone, you know, how other people feel about you. It's, you know, it's hard stuff to deal with. My advice, personally, would be... you know, talk to her, but talk to her, you know, be smooth with it. Not necessarily
be kind of like fun.
Yeah,
like,
be fun. Be a friend. Don't come in with the expectation of, okay, I totally like this girl. I'm totally gonna,
don't go to the first thing that you, like, don't be like, sex. I want sex only from you.
Dog.
Like,
they're 15 years old. if you guys are into that at 15, like, that's, you know, just be careful, like, but yeah, you know, and more, you know, kind of be a friend. And like we were talking about earlier, you know, relationships can build really, really strongly when they start off, like, as a friendship.
And be confident in yourself. Like,
oh, most definitely. Confidence truly is key when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, the hard to get thing is just, come on, you know, that's a game and we all have to get through it. We have to grow up and we have to...
It's kind of like Chris's experience. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Kind of going along the same lines.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever been with someone like that, Colin?
Who's most definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you guys all have, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of just like a...
Sometimes it's fun, but not for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all part of the experience, you know?
No, it really is.
It's all part of the experience.
Oh, I think we all go through those levels of, you know, maturity and trying to play it hard to get and all this.
Most definitely.
And I think it's kind of...
Most definitely. Something that I also want to go on to that kind of, like, ties in with all of this is stress busters. You know,
stress busters.
Back to
stress
music.
Busters.
My
who
favorite
you wanna
stress
see?
Buster music. I it,
no
yeah.
completely,
helps me
completely.
So.
Yeah, it really does.
Music honestly is a really, really good way to relieve stress. Not only relieve stress, but kind of if you listen to music and then kind of check out from, like, what's going on around you, and it could change like the way, like, you think about things. Personally, for me, it does. Other people are different. Other ways, sorry, go on, Colin.
Also, when I, like, draw and paint, it's just, like, I can get my mind off, like, my life and just have fun with it. And, like, that's a good way for me to relieve stress.
Most definitely. You know, everybody has their own, like, little ways of meditation. And, yeah, exercise is another really, really good thing.
Yeah, I've been running 2 miles every single day.
That's have you really?
Yeah.
How do you feel after you do that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like I'd be, like, tired in the afternoon and I go run and I'm just, like, ready to do things that...
No, most definitely. Exercise definitely is a really good way, because, you know, not only are you, like, physically like letting toxins and like your daily stress and just stuff like out of your body, but it's emotionally it clears you up emotionally.
Yeah, it helps. Also, when I run, it's just like I get to like think about everything in my life, and it's just like it's a good way for me to like release everything, tension.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Some other ways: set up a routine. Stress blows out the body clock. Give yourself kind of like a definite schedule, kind of like a schedule to where you can find spots. If you're a stressed person, basically like have certain spots of your day where, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. You can take at least, you know, an hour. Scatter up the hour. You know, at least an hour to 2 hours of your day to sit down and have time for yourself. You know, have time to reflect on the things you need to reflect on, to, you know, gather your energy back and...
to express a passion.
There you go. Yeah. To express, to basically, you know, relieve of your daily worries, your daily...
Stress.
There you go.
Yeah. How do you guys start thinking about things like that? I mean, in terms of what starts the thought process where you just get like way overwhelmed?
It's when I have like an assignment due the next day and I'm just like, I really do not want to do this. Like it's I don't know. If I have an assignment due the next day, I just kind of like go on my run and then I'm ready to do the assignment.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not, the thing is there's spiraling thought. What I see with my clients who come in to see me when they talk about stress and anxiety, they do something that I call catastrophizing. So they'll say, oh my gosh.
That's the word of the day.
Yeah, catastrophizing.
Word of the day.
Yeah, that's funny.
Catastrophe. But they have a lot of like school stress if they're college students or whatever, or if they're working, they have relationship problems, they have family problems. They have self-esteem problems. You know, they'll have all this stuff going on in their mind, and it did everything at once.
Most definitely.
And they can't slow things down. It's always, oh my gosh, I have to do this. Oh, gee, I have to do this. And then they're at work or they're at school. Oh my gosh, I have to study. Oh my.
Also,
and they're just so stressed out that they can't stop.
Another way that I found truly does help relieve stress for me is treating myself. Cleansing yourself.
How do you do that?
I use this product. It's from Secret Spa, and it's basically minerals straight from the Dead Sea. It contains 21 of the 47 natural minerals on the earth. It's honestly,
really?
It is probably, I've used a lot of like different cleansers and like a lot of different things to, you know, just
is make, it like a skin cleanser? Like
good.
What?
Yeah, no, it's a skin cleanser. It's salt. You know, people go to the Dead Sea. Yeah,
this sounds amazing. The salt.
No, it's really, really
where
good
would
stuff.
Where would I?
We actually there's a few locations in the Topanga Mall, the second largest mall in the world.
And that's in Woodland Hills. California.
Yeah, that is in Woodland Hills. I believe the cross streets are Topanga and
Victory. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have there's another store in Cerritos.
In the Cerritos Mall, right?
In the Cerritos Mall.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's there on the first floor. And you can talk. Now, when you put this stuff on, does it make you feel really relaxed, or does it?
No, honestly, there's just like something about it, because there's no other like product in the world like that I know of that has straight from the Dead Sea containing these minerals, which, you know, yes, like not only is it like physically feel really, really good.
Is it like a, I'm confused. Is it like a mask, or is it like...
Oh, no, there's many different products that all contain products from
minerals
the Dead Sea.
And stuff like that. Yeah. So there's like mask and a face, facial cream.
Do it. Yeah. There's, there's, you know, that you have a cleansing mud mask. Which,
ooh, I like that.
They're honestly, oh my god, they're fantastic.
I need a mud mask. I really do.
And it completely clears acne and like all that stuff. And also another thing, like acne, like when it comes to that stuff, it affects you emotionally. You know, like if you have acne, you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, shit.
Yeah, like, exactly. A lot of people just really get self-conscious.
And then it will affect you subconsciously, and then you're like, oh. You know, and that could like totally affect the way like you approach a girl, you know, and all this
it's
stuff.
True.
It's good to stay fresh. It's good to stay clean, and It works phenomenally. There's also sea salt.
Hygiene is important.
No, honestly, hygiene is important. That's another thing I wanted to touch on. Hygiene, honestly, affects people so much more than they realize. It really does.
Are you talking about like a lot of your teen friends and how they feel?
I'm just talking like keeping yourself like hygienic,
keeping myself clean, like taking a shower every day, like that's one of my favorite things. And it's just like a hot shower is just like
most definitely
so
and
refreshing.
When you physically feel good on the outside,
you feel good on
you
the
feel,
inside.
When you feel clean, you feel great on the inside. And
no, this is really good to
no,
hear
yeah,
because
it's true.
Sometimes you know sometimes no offense or anything, but some of your guests who've come in here that I've seen, you know, they look like they could, you know, kind of
use
make their hair look nice, and use the shower, and use some.
We're teens, so we.
I know, but I think you
some
know,
people just don't care at all, like.
Right, but don't I think that a lot of girls, a lot of young women, really like young men, teenage guys
yeah.
who look good, smell good, look fresh. You know, it's a really important thing. No matter how much I think women say no,
yeah.
you know, no, it's fine. It's really fine. They're gonna choose the guy that.
That
is really
good.
Looking good and smelling
yeah.
good and
yeah,
confident
definitely.
Over the guy who's
over
just
the
not
guy
showered,
who's like a little bit dirty late. and like just like self-loathing.
Yeah, yeah.
Most definitely.
Exactly. So we were talking about stress, right?
We were.
So you were saying music helps, meditation are kind of like chilling out.
No, definitely. And whenever for the meditation, like everybody has their different ways of meditating.
Right.
You know, for example, I'm not specifically talking about only like sitting down and closing your eyes and going like you know. I'm talking about like different forms of meditation. Meditation is something as simple as, you know, doing something
that you literally
like once you do this, it kind of you feel different, you feel at peace.
You
know?
Get like a natural kind of high.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. You get a natural euphoric high. And like we were talking, like music, drawing, art, stuff like that.
Exercise is great.
Yeah, exercise.
Imagery is awesome. Do you know about imagery?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do this thing. It's called autogenic therapy. It's really an old tool. And it's like going to your happy place. But I mean, really, you relax, you do deep breathing, and you go to the place in the world that you feel the most peaceful. Whether
have you guys ever done...
The beach or park or whatever.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
The other day I found out there's like this thing called hypnosis. There's like, they have like tapes online.
Oh, yeah.
You close your eyes and you listen to these tapes and like they take you on like different journeys.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Like, yeah, I do. I've been doing it for like stress and stuff, and it's amazing.
That's
like,
cool. That's really
yeah.
cool.
Yes.
And they can take you on like I don't know, the one that I did the other day like took me on this really cool journey on like this boat. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Like it was
right.
It just helps a lot.
No,
that's
they have
cool.
wonderful hypnotherapy tapes like
they,
that.
They have them on hypnosis.com.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like imagine yourself. Feeling warm. Breathe deeply. You always start by breathing
right.
deeply, because if you start
right.
breathing, then it slows down.
And they
all
have
the
them for different things.
Physiological
too, like...
senses in your body. Your heart rate slows down, and you get oxygen, and you oxygen. So everything's slowed down, and then you start going to the really mm-hmm. beautiful places.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
a great idea.
I actually like kind of do my own imagery sometimes. Like if you guys like have followed up on the show, like you know that Colin and I like we're like. Like kind of like we're very big on like meditation and kind of like the spiritual aspect of life and kind of, you know,
it's a whole different topic.
Yeah, it's
for another day.
Yeah, it really is.
But
it's very good. So we've got exercise for stress, we've got imagery, meditation, music.
It's
a really good one.
We've hit music.
Yeah. Like, now I'm summarizing. And also
another thing that helps me, like I write poetry and
really
yeah
that's
writing's
I write poetry and like sometimes like when I just like writing down my thoughts, it helps me like
yeah
clear out my brain kind of like
I actually am right there with you. I write poetry as well
because then you can kind of organize your thoughts onto paper and
yes.
then, like
most
express
definitely.
Express yourself in different
most definitely know. one of my other passions, and this like ties in like with music, it's a part of music, is freestyling. Like
he's amazing, guys.
You are good.
Thank you. No, I don't know, but I love you guys. But it's just like a way, kind of just like off the top of my head, to completely 100% like express the way that I'm feeling, and it comes out like it just flows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that goes along like with writing, because like, you know, I freestyle and then like I write rhymes as well, you know. I write rhymes, you know? But like, you know,
right, exactly.
And that's
I like
that's
things that just like
another way
like
me.
Help. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please, by all means.
I like things that just like that you can like start like do things without like stopping. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
like flow, like.
Exactly. No, and that you know what
sense,
they call
sorry.
That? No, they call that stream of consciousness.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one
that's
of the that's one of the
of.
Most helpful things, you know, in stress too, is talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Say,
yeah,
what
I've,
am I doing? Talk
so
about
many...
it to yourself.
Express it.
Talk about it to your friends. You know.
Honestly, think of this. If you have stress and you keep it and you don't express it,
it'll build up.
Yeah, no, it will build up. And literally the only thing that creates more stress within your body is what you allow to influence
true.
You. You know, and
so.
This I think this goes back to the email. Who said that? Was that Chris? No. Was that Chris's email?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The one where how he's like, I can't be friends with a girl.
Oh,
okay.
Right, exactly.
You know, he's
very stressed out. He doesn't want to talk to her because she wants...
Right.
Yeah.
And not only is he stressed, not only is it a really awkward situation, but he's allowing her...
Right.
To take
so
over
much,
him.
Yeah, to influence a part of him to where he has a hard time even being friends with her.
Yeah.
You know? And,
nobody should have that much influence on your life. Like.
Right. And honestly, not only nobody, but nothing. No instance...
The only thing that should, like, take control of you is yourself.
Thank you.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's really true. But sometimes we just, you know, we get so caught up in it, we just allow it. And I hear people all the time say to me when they come in for, you know, single therapy or couple relationship, he goes, she made me feel so bad. I go, excuse me, she did not make you feel so bad. You made you feel bad because you allowed her to make you feel bad.
Right.
And one of my things is don't give them the power to make you feel so bad. Don't give them so much credit or power. You've got to realize why they're getting you so upset. What is it in you? What's your button being pushed? And you just talk to them. You
maybe,
know, and that's a stress
even,
buster,
maybe
too.
Maybe you even caused it. Like,
huh?
I said maybe you even caused, like, why she's
right, absolutely.
You
maybe you were being a jerk or
yeah,
maybe you were.
Right.
But you need to hear it and learn it and change it and,
yeah.
and stop
that's why
stop the drama.
Is, that's why talking is just... amazing.
Yeah,
no,
it's another way to release stress.
But there's a lot of people who won't. I mean, there's a lot of relationships and there's a lot of, you know, couples or guys or women I see that, you know, he just won't talk to me. And I don't mean to say it's about guys all the time, but a lot of men are just to the point, you know, I said what I felt. Women are more feely. They got to talk. They got to feel it. They got to work through it, you know.
Right. And kind of like what we're talking about goes, you know, goes just beyond like relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes on to... onto other aspects, you know, where basically, like, yes, like, these instances, like, do occur in relationships, but they occur, like, in
work and
many
yeah,
different
everywhere,
aspects.
every type of setting.
Every
and it's
setting.
Really basically just learning how to control a lot of your negative thoughts and fears and just staying really relaxed and focus, you know, focusing is really a good thing. Like you guys, focus on things that give you enjoyment.
You're
focus
right.
on things that you want to do that'll make you feel really good.
A lot of people, like, in, I don't know, in America, in the world, kind of struggle with that because, like, they weigh so much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people struggle with, like, weight problems, and it's just... I don't know, it's a big problem in America.
yeah, exactly. No, I know. It's a really big problem in America. But anyway, we've got like a couple of minutes if anybody wants to call in with a question or a comment or something like that here on LA Talk Radio. What's that number, Dave?
The number is 323-203-0815.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, you don't like me.
I don't like you. I just don't like you. You talk too much.
Let me know.
Oh, it's
email
a talk
me.
Show. That's what it's about.
It's a talk show?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, where can
do
they...
Do you go here?
Colin?
What?
Wait, no.
No.
Where can they email you
Yeah, you can. You guys can email me, dcsboarding, that's BORDING, 514@AOL.com. Don't hesitate. I will take your emails, and if you want them on the air, just email me. If you don't want them on the air and you want me to just email you back personally, just say, hey, Dave, like, I'd prefer this not to be on the air if it's too personal. Exactly. I totally understand.
And you know, and any questions, relationships, family problems, drug problems.
Anything.
Anything like that. You questions, insecurity.
Everything helps.
We're here to talk. We're here for you guys.
Yeah. And as the producer of this show, I wanted to say that today's show is brought to you by Secret Spa. Now, if you're looking for a skincare product that has been made from the purest ingredients on earth from the Dead Sea.
This is very true.
Read about it, folks. Check it out. Their location is at Topanga Mall and Cerritos Mall.
Do they have a website, maybe?
Yes, they do. And the Secret Spa location, by the way, is on the first floor. Just keep going. You'll see really a beautiful kiosk. I've been there myself. I've been in many malls. It's one of my pleasurable things to do to lower my stress. You can check out their products at www.secretspa.com. That's S-E-A, like C. Get it? Dead Sea?
Dead Sea.
Cret Spa. www.secretspa.com. And that's our sponsor for today's
show.
Sounds
wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Secret Spa, for sponsoring us. And honestly, your products, I was using them earlier in the show, like I was talking about them, and it's good stuff. It's honestly real good stuff.
Check it out.
Have a good day.
It's good stuff. This has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Colin in the studio.
Adios.
Thank you very much, Colin. You're part of the posse. We got Doc Michelle.
Yo.
Giving us her professional advice.
It's been nice. Thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful Sunday, folks. David out.
Ryan Seacrest, huh? David out. What a ripoff. What's that?
Amplifiers, 1,000 watts of sound.